Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump took to this road on Friday, where he delivered a pep talk to workers in the state of South Carolina. He was on hand to see Boeing show off its new Dreamliner aircraft.
This plane, as you know, was built right here in the great state of South Carolina. Our goal as a nation must be to rely less on imports and more on products made here in the USA.
Meantime, Mr. Trump is still trying to stabilize his national security team. On Monday, he demanded the resignation of National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, following revelations that Flynn had misled Vice President Mike Pence about Flynn's contacts with Russia. Mr. Trump's first choice to replace Flynn, retired Vice Admiral Robert Harwood, turned down the offer. White House said that Mr. Trump might interview national security candidates over the weekend. U.S. Defense Chief James Mattis told European allies, Americans, and everyone here, their security is tied to that of Europe, describing NATO's principle of collective defense as a bedrock commitment.
President Trump came into office and has thrown now his full support to NATO. He, too, espouses NATO's need to adapt to today's strategic situation for it to remain credible, capable, and relevant.
He made the comments at the Munich Security Conference. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has raised the need to, in his words, create a level playing field for trade and investment. That happened at a first meeting with the Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi. Both met for about an hour on the sidelines of the meeting of foreign ministers of the G20 top economies in Bonn, Germany. This is VOA News. United Nations aid agencies are warning that they have about a two-month window of opportunity in drought-stricken Somalia in which to increase emergency assistance for the millions of people there in order to avert a catastrophe. Lisa Schlein is reporting now from the UN in Geneva.
The United Nations estimates half of Somalia's population, or 6.2 million people, are threatened by the drought which is spreading from the hard-hit northern regions. Over the past week, representatives of the World Food Program and the UN Children's Fund visited some of the worst affected areas in the northern Puntland region. They describe scenes of utter devastation where people have reached the limit of their abilities to cope. Nearly 260,000 people, half of them children under five, died during the famine in Somalia between 2010 and 2012. UNICEF projects the number of severely malnourished children in Somalia could reach 270,000 over the coming months. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The oldest Muslim organization in the United States held its seventh annual Day on the Hill with a series of meetings with lawmakers. The goal of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Community USA was to discuss religious freedom as well as civil rights and national security, with added emphasis on getting across the message that most Muslims are peaceful. Comes as President Trump attempts to halt immigration from seven Muslim-majority countries. New Zealand and Australia have reaffirmed their commitment to strengthening bilateral ties when the two countries' prime ministers met in Queenstown. Speaking at a news conference, both Bill English, the New Zealand Prime Minister, and Malcolm Turnbull, the Australian Prime Minister, said they continue to support the Trans-Pacific Partnership, that's the TPP, despite the United States' withdrawal from the agreement. Here is Prime Minister English.
Well, Malcolm and I are both focused on regional trade and the opportunities that free trade agreements represent. We're focused on finding ways to take the TPP forward now that the United States has withdrawn.
Prime Minister Turnbull says he has had forthright conversations on the phone with President Trump about TPP. He called the exchanges constructive. Well, just in time for U.S. President's Day, which will be Monday here in the United States, a new survey of historians on presidential leadership gives the top five slots to Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, Franklin Roosevelt, Theodore Roosevelt, and Dwight Eisenhower. President Obama, Barack Obama, who just left office about a month ago, ranks 12th on his first time in the survey of 91 presidential historians.
That's the latest world news from VOA.